Hi guys and gals, welcome to the 70th edition of the Fendring Cast. Is it just me? Everyone seems to be cycling podcasted to the max at the moment. You've got a BBC one, you've got an ITV one, you've got two a day from the cycling podcast guy. Don't get me wrong, it's fantastic that to see the sport getting such coverage, but you know, we don't want to get to saturation levels and kill it off, maybe. But we'll plod on, you know, we'll plod on. We might take a break after the Tour de France, you never know. So yeah, welcome. The Tour is hurtling towards its conclusion. It's been a pretty epic race. Last week we left the Tour in a pretty looked like Froome was going to start building a lead and zooming away and winning the Tour with ease. Of course, it's not. You know, it's not happened at all like that. He's having to work pretty hard to try and win the race. So, you know, if he does win the race, of course, that is, it's not a given. Certainly not at all in these circumstances. But yeah, we kind of left it a few sprinter stages, a bit of transition. Kittel was fairly dominant in the sprints. Started to lose a bit of his lustre. Fairly rapidly, and in the end he kind of went the same way as an Arnaud Démare. He kind of vanished off the face of the race, and the green jersey this year certainly seems to have been a curse. You know, once Peter Sagan was excluded from the race, you know, the favourite for the jersey and the, you know, a guy going for the record number of Maillot Verts. Once he'd gone, Démare didn't last too long in it, and obviously now Kittel won't carry it all the way through. And you're left, you know, with the situation of Michael Matthews now kind of inheriting the jersey. And, you know, as he said, you know, he'd have rather inherited it out on the road rather than Kittel falling off. But, you know, I get the feeling, yeah, it looked like a pretty you know, nasty accident that Kittel suffered. But I get the feeling I don't think he was going to make it anyway. I think once he'd got his five stage wins or whatever in the bag, I think he kind of started to, you know, started to feel maybe that he'd done enough and that the lure of the beach was calling. And I have to say, his press conference when he left the Tour by Le Petit Port, his hair didn't look as big as usual, did it? Or as nice and massive and wondrous. So yeah, and ironically, the rumours are that he's going to Katusha Alpecin. So, you know, he will be able to restore. He'll have restorative product to use on his hair next season to get him back. So thank God. So yeah, Kittel was gone. Michael Matthews done some brilliant work in support of Warren Barguil. Sunweb have been absolutely amazing. The confidence that they've got from having won a Giro d'Italia has certainly manifested itself, you know, in this race. You know, that they don't need the pressure of Barguil going for a jersey or, you know, the yellow jersey. Matthews may well still win the green jersey, you know, from almost like inheriting it. But also, you know, he's been pretty consistent, he's won a stage, you know, he's helped Barguil, he sprinted for intermediate sprint points, so you know, he's almost sort of like Sagan lighted it his way through. He's been like a Peter Sagan, not quite as good, not quite as dominant, but you know, a lot of people don't like the guy. I'm beginning to like the guy, and I think he's done, you know, a fantastic job in this Tour de France. And, you know, richly deserves his place atop the final podium. Should that be the case, and then, you know, then he makes it. And, you know, I think from here on in, it's looking quite likely that he will. Speaking of riders who people quite like or conversely don't like, it seems that Fabio Aru has plummeted in popularity in the peloton after his cheeky little attack under Chris Froome's arm in the mechanical, and we covered that in massive depth last week, so we won't again. You know, it seems that reports are emanating that people don't particularly like him, don't particularly like his, you know, the way he operates and so on. And I think that's kind of been apparent once or twice, apart from the inexplicable riding of UAE to try and keep him in the race. There's been a few occasions where, you know, he's been isolated. Now, of course, taking the tour chronologically, he took the yellow jersey from Chris Froome at Périgueux when Froome folded in the last few hundred metres of the stage to lose a hell of a lot of time. And, of course, then Aru took the jersey. Astana had lost Fugl Sang and Dario Cataldo. They weren't looking in a great place in terms of being able to support him. He got the UAE support. Obviously, they were riding to keep Louis Menkes in seventh place. But, you know, as a result of that, he then managed to find himself so far down on the stage finish the other day, the classic style finish, that he was... There's no reason, the team or not, you know, he shouldn't have been down there, but he didn't find any allies, couldn't get up, the jersey was gone. It may be for good. But an interesting tour from Fabio Aru. He seems to be fading as we get towards the end of the race, whereas, you know, others seem to be either holding in Vardet or getting stronger in Iran. So, you know, the GC race is far from over. That is, of course, saying that this Thursday we are not going to do today's stage or cover today's stage. I think one of the things that's been interesting has been the aesthetics of the tour. It's been it's not been one of the hilliest tours in terms of summit finishes and, you know, appearances over 2,000 metres, that kind of thing. What it has been a tour where I think the helicopter pilots, the moto pilots have done their absolute best to show France off. Maybe, you know, we're used to the big vistas of the Alps, we're used to the vistas of the Pyrenees and the differences of those particular subsets of mountains. So, you know, maybe that's why the Jura, the Massif Central have actually added, you know, to the race. And 4 or 5 days ago, you know, through the Massif Central, absolutely amazing, you know, and the Puy-en-Velay and the rest day, the other day, fantastic racing and also brilliant looking roads. So whether, you know, the British tourist or the European cyclo tourist or even the American cyclo tourist will not feel quite as desperate to go to the Alps in future years or the Pyrenees, and they may want to discover new and less well-trodden mountain ranges, that'll be really interesting to see. And really interesting as well, because, you know, I'm looking at that and thinking, you know, the Jura, the Vosges, Massif Central, are they options where, you know, you could holiday? I think we shall see. But the tour itself has looked absolutely at its best, absolutely beautiful. So far, he says, nothing too much in the scandal department. You've actually had the honourable departure of Tim Bellens, who, rather than apply for a TUE, are you listening, Team Sky, decided to pull out of the race rather than get some specific medication, which he was entitled to take for an allergy, but would have required therapeutic use form. And he chose not to. And, you know, I think that's indicative of the generation of riders that we're looking at now. So more power to Tim Wellens' elbow. And let's hope he's back and winning stages at the Eneco Tour or maybe even maybe in years to come, maybe not quite this year, he could be a rider for Lombardy. So you never know. Let's hope so. So yeah, next week we'll cover the end of the tour. Then we might consider a bit of a break because not a lot happens. We want to try and do a bit more content on the website, to be honest, because we know that, you know, the homepage of the website ticks over with the podcast really and not a lot else. So, you know, keep that in mind. We will be looking to maybe do a little something with that as we go forward. But thanks again for listening. Thanks for putting up with us for 70 weeks. It's been a pleasure. Some days we're flagging, but I think we'll keep going. You never know. So yeah, follow us at fendrian.eu on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. We promise we will put a bit more into the website in coming weeks. So thanks very much, guys, and speak soon.